Rafael, R-A-F-A-E-L, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-S. Mr. Martinez is being recertified for hospice today, period. This is a 79-year-old gentleman with history of vascular dementia with definite behavior disturbances. Patient has history of chronic urinary tract infection, gastroesophageal reflux, esophagitis, depression, anxiety, and aphasia, period. Patient is totally and completely bedbound, total and completely ADL dependent, and has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Patient previously has had a history of fall and is at high risk of fall, requires the bedside railing to be up at all times. Period. Patient is not eating very much, about maybe 10%, has continued to lose weight even though we're no longer able to weigh her at home. Period. Patient is confused, at times requires medication to control his pain and discomfort. His speech is impaired, no longer able to communicate. He has had the Foley catheter in the past and has required replacement, but currently he does have a Foley catheter in place with scant urine because of his oral intake, period. He has severe muscle weakness. He sleeps 20 hours a day. He has definitely worsened since the last evaluation for hospice and requires around-the-clock care at home by family member and hospice aides and nurses at this time. He's expected to die less than 6 months, period. He eats, again, 10% of his meals only when it's pureed. He's continuing to lose weight. He has definitely lost protein, has definitely lost muscle mass, and has developed contractures. Period. By the way, his stage 2 sacral wound has remained the same. This wound is never going to heal, and most likely will proceed to stage 3 and possible causing sepsis and a cause of death in this gentleman. This was discussed with family as well during the visits now and in the past. Patient remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.